This is the listening test for levels from 3 to 5 of the Vietnam 6 Level Language Proficiency Test. There are three parts to the test. You will hear each part once. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any question now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 8 questions in this part. For each question, there are 4 options and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You now have 48 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
One.
What will the boy wear in the race?
Have you got everything for the race?
Yes, I think so. I'll wear these long running trousers.
It's quite cold. Don't you want your hat too?
It's in my bag. I'll put it on later.
Two.
What colour will the room be?
What colour are you going to have your room, Anne?
I'd like to paint it green, but Mum thinks yellow looks warmer.
Orange is my favourite colour.
I like it too, but I'll have to do what Mum wants.
Three.
Where did Minnie and Richard first meet?
Richard, have you met the new student in our class?
Do you mean Minnie?
Yes, she's the one who's a very good tennis player.
I've known her since January. That's when her family moved next door to mine.
Four.
What has the girl lost?
Can I help you? You look worried. Is everything all right?
Well, I was in the playground about 10 minutes ago with my friends and I got a call on my mobile phone. I had to get a pen out of my bag to write something down and I think my purse fell out. I can't find it now. Do you know if anyone has handed it in?
You know you're not supposed to bring phones to school. Anyway, let me go and check. What colour is it?
Five.
When will Jack's mum pick him up?
Mum, I'm ringing to tell you I'm at Tim's house. Football practice finished early, so we walked here together.
OK. Well, it's 5:30 now, so I'll come in the car and pick you up. It'll take me about 30 minutes, so I'll see you at 6.
Oh, there's something good on television then. Can you come and get me after it, at 7?
I can't, Jack. I've got to pick your dad up from the station then.
6.
Which postcard will they send?
We mustn't forget to send Mum a postcard, How about this one with a picture of the mountain?
Well, it's nice, but we can't actually see it from where we're staying. What about a view of the lake and the village instead? Or perhaps one of the garden pictures, if you think she'd prefer it? Look at the cottage and all the flowers.
I think your first idea was better. We could put a cross to show where we're staying.
Right then, let's do that.
7.
What do they decide to buy?
Look, Kate, there are some of those biscuits you like.
Oh, yes. There aren't many in a packet, though, Mum. Why don't we have this cake instead? Remember, I've got my friends coming tomorrow.
Oh, I haven't forgotten. I've already made a cake and I've bought lots of ice cream.
Well, I suppose some biscuits would be nice with ice cream. Do we need anything else?
8.
What has the girl forgotten to bring?
Finish your drink. We'll be late for class. What are you looking for now? Don't tell me you've forgotten your homework. You said you were working on it really late.
Don't worry. It was the first thing I put in my bag. Look, here it is. I won't be a second. Just checking everything. Pencil case. Now, where did I... Oh, you'll be able to lend me a pen, won't you? Phone? Oh, here it is. In my pocket, as usual.
That is the end of part 1.